Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
As new and more contagious variants of the coronavirus spread around the country, people are taking extra precautions, one of which is looking at the quality of face masks and whether two is better than one.
Could wearing two masks
double masking?
Wearing two masks.
Layering two cloth masks.
Double up and wear two.
Double up.
Two masks.
Double down, as in time to start wearing a double mask. Double mask, double masks.
Some sort of a covering. We don't want to call it a mask because back then we were concerned we'd be taking masks away from the healthcare providers. But some sort of mask-like facial covering.
So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense that it likely would be more effective. And that's the reason why you see people either double masking or doing a version of an N95.
If you do not have these symptoms, you do not have to wear masks because there is no evidence that they protect people who are not sick.
COVID-19 or larger goes through and around a surgical mask.
People that are now purporting to scientifically prove masks work are either being paid or being played. This just doesn't work this way.
As you can see, I have all these germs on my hand. But it's on my glove. That's fine, right? It's on my glove. I reach for my phone, and I have a text message from my husband. I just keep touching everything. Oh, my nose itches here. Let me itch my nose. Okay, now my phone's ringing. It's my mom. She needs me to get her something. Hi. Hello. Hi, Mom. What can I do for you? Oh, hi. Oh, my goodness. Look at all this bacteria. So now your gloves are off. Your hands are clean. You're in your car. You're safe, right? But, oh, your phone rings again. Oh, no. Let me pick up my phone. Here. Oh, hello. Hello. Look. This is called cross-contamination. There's no point in wearing gloves if you're not going to wash your hands every time you touch something. There's no point, friends. So, do whatever makes you feel safe, but remember, there is some science here, and all this fear is just manifesting people into being crazy.
Now that we know you have to wear at least two, so this is a little expose. So, here's, you put on the mask, all right? But that's not enough.
No.
So, you put on the second mask, all right? Mm-hmm. So there you go. So that's really how you need to stop COVID. Four masks is better. So in this situation, you really want to be wearing four facial coverings or facial masks. I think it really comes down to how many masks can you put on. And even if this stops my oxygen intake, it is still worth it to stop from COVID.
There's seven.
And I'm
right.
And I'm not spreading any disease to Patrick now. So he can
Your social credit score is going up with each one. There's eight. Excellent. Excellent work.
This is a two.
Uh-oh. All right. The mask hypocrisy of Anthony Fauci put together by one of our great producers, Rob, yesterday. It needs to go viral. That is a super powerful video. There's a couple minutes left. Believe me, this will wake a lot of people up. You want to fight this tyranny? You have an email address. You have a text message group. You have friends and family. Show them this. Don't lay down. The enemy's trying to silence us. You can fight back. You are the key. Get that video out. Put it back on screen real quick. Again, it's a very important video. It's in the War Room section of Banned on Video, The Mass Hypocrisy of Anthony Fauci.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Ask me, Jones, what's it like to be proven right? Man, if I told you, the people, they don't know what's good. Because even the globalists are just pawns in this mass psychology. And I tell them, do what's right. Stand with justice. Stand with humanity. They say, but if I do that, I'll be destroyed. We are in such an incredible point historically with this sham trial that isn't even constitutional, and then the lawyers saying, oh, great job. Yeah, Trump lost the election. Yeah, we had to change our defense. You proved he's guilty. And then Trump hiring lawyers that had sued him before, hiring lawyers that had called him a GD crook, an effing crook. I know Robert Barnes advised the president. I wish he could have been there. I literally tried to push that forward. But he couldn't get Dershowitz. Dershowitz said he's the worst defense he's ever seen. He would have been a great lawyer. Say what you want about Dershowitz. He's, you know, one of the best lawyers in the world. So is Barnes. And so witnessing this is bigger than just the trial. The trial is a diversion. We know Trump didn't do what they say. To me, it just shows the cowardice of the legal class. Because, man, I've read Oliver Wendell Holmes. I've read the famous cases. Some of the greatest people that founded this country were lawyers. They loved America. They believed in freedom, you know. And they were great researchers. Thomas Jefferson was a great researcher. Today, I look at the legal class, and I cut Barnes out of this because he's not a coward. But they are just a pack of scum. And so this is an illustration of why Trump couldn't get anything done, because he was pulling from this pool of trash. So maybe there's a better defense going on today. Barnes can take it wherever he wants. We appreciate Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, one of my great lawyers, one of Trump's lawyers, here to talk about what the hell are we watching right now, Barnes?
It's a reflection of a constant refrain with the Trump administration and Trump's tenure, which was you can't be an outside change agent and limit your hires to establishment insiders. And it was one of his fundamental weaknesses, and it's one, unfortunately, he has not yet corrected. Now, I think he's seeing the disastrous consequences in the presentation in the Senate. Today is better than the complete debacle that was the initial day. But what happened was there was a bunch of people that promoted myself, Dershowitz, Turley, a range of people were given to him that were willing to help and to assist and present a real vibrant defense. And he only went with the people that Lindsey Graham would approve. And, of course, Lindsey Graham would only go with establishment insiders who are sort of weak-kneed and don't have a strong backbone and aren't even that skilled. And that was the quid pro quo, and Trump went with that. And Trump, the promise has been that as long as he went with Lindsey Graham's lawyers, Lindsey Graham would guarantee his acquittal in the Senate.
Exactly. As long as he lets them have the political victory and politically in the court of public opinion convict him of launching the attack, they won't actually convict him physically.
Exactly. And the problem was Trump underappreciated all the way through that he had the leverage, not the Senate. The Senate was never going to vote to convict. It would be political suicide for the Republican Party. And so that's why he'd never see, but it was always a weakness in the whole 4 years he was there. You go all the way back to when he folded on General Flynn, to when he could have put Robert Kennedy in charge of a vaccine task force, and then he backed off at the last minute. Decision after decision after decision like that. You were warning about this. Roger Stone was warning about this. A wide range of people were warning about this. People like me behind the scenes warning about this. People, other major Trump supporters, all the Trump supporters that are part of the White House that are now in the private sector told him to hire other people. He was told by Lindsey Graham that it had to be off of his list or he would be at risk. And so he went with Lindsey Graham's list. And we're seeing some of the worst legal presentation I've ever witnessed in a high-profile case.
Well, let's talk about this. I mean, I'm not a legal rocket scientist, but I'm not stupid. When he's like, great presentation. We got to change our presentation. You really proved the president's bad. Well, you know, he lost the election. American people made a decision. He's a bad person. I mean, just on and on, the most sycophantic fawning. This, why did they go that far? I mean, what is going on with Bruce Castor? That guy is unbelievable.
It's twofold. One, he's just fundamentally weak. He's not that skilled as a lawyer. He never has been. He doesn't have a reputation as being so.
Oh, he does look like a wet noodle. He seems like a $100 an hour lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of it. And then the second part of it is he defers to power. All of these establishment insiders weren't going to get up there and attack the establishment. None of them have.
So that's why they acted like a little dog pissing itself. I mean, literally just on their back, groveling around.
Exactly. It'd be like if William Kunstler in the Chicago 7 trial kept deferring to that corrupt Judge Hoffman. So, I mean, you can't do it that way. When you bow and cower in front of people who abuse their power, all they do is smack you in the face and kick you in the head. So the only way you can fight that.
What do you think Schumer thought while he was groveling to him? Oh, Schumer, you're so smart. Oh, you're so credible.
He just sees that as weakened capitulation and more motivation for them to accelerate, which is exactly what they did. I mean, they spent 3 days basically. They don't have the facts on their side. They don't have the law on the side. This is the most constitutionally abusive impeachment in the history of democracies, period. In not only the United States, but any comparable
democracy. And unpack that, because, I mean, that's why the Supreme Court justice didn't take part, right? Chief Justice.
Exactly. I mean, we have a trial that constitutionally can't be held. The Constitution says if the president is on trial, and their theory is that it can be any president at any time, not just the current president, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court has to preside.
Even so they're declaring a jurisdiction over 350 million Americans.
Exactly. I mean, that's what they're proposing, precisely what the founders said cannot happen constitutionally. It's why they limited the power of impeachment. It's why they prohibited bills of attainder. It's why they applied the constitutional protections to any congressional proceeding, all of which are being vitiated and violated here. Not only that, in a real trial, none of the nonsense we've seen for the last several days would ever be allowed. You can't introduce evidence without context. You can't falsify evidence. You can't introduce immaterial, prejudicial evidence that has no relevance to the proceedings. You can't have the chief judge also be a chief juror, also be a chief witness, which is what Leahy is.
Yeah, talk about that. How do you have a senator that's going to vote be the judge? I mean,
not only that, he's a witness in the case. I mean, these are conflicts that would preclude and prohibit anybody from even being either.
He's not the strongest conflicts ever seen. He's the judge. He's a juror. He's a witness. That's the classic judge, jury, executioner.
Exactly. It's like that scene from High Plains Drifter where the Clint Eastwood puts the little midget up and he says, I'm the mayor, I'm the sheriff, I'm the mayor. That's what Leahy is. Leahy's the mayor, Leahy's the sheriff, Leahy's all of it combined. And it makes a mockery of the Senate. What this impeachment really is an indictment and an impeachment of the Congress itself, an impeachment and indictment of the Senate itself.
I agree. Barnes, I'm not a legal scholar like you, but I'm a historian. I've never heard of something this ridiculous. Because in High Plains Drifter, Clint Eastwood puts up the puppet, because they had been puppets as well. He was saying, you made me a puppet, here's another puppet. This is insane.
Completely. It's self-satire at this point. I mean, you have Swalwell going up there and lying about people's getting the word, getting basic language confused, lying about what's in a basic tweet and a basic statement about the president. Why all this lying? Why has Raskin spent days lying?
Why did he say that Trump supporters burned down the church? Everybody knows June 1st that was BLM.
Oh, precisely. I mean, not only that, Raskin spent all summer justifying and rationalizing all the looting and the riots. They did a
he's on record saying attack is good.
All of the Democrats are on record of various kinds doing much more incitement-like behavior than anything the president
did. So let me ask you this. We're going to come back and talk about it. Why are they doing it? It's insane.
I think it's to attack. It's to justify, to rewrite the history, number one. Number two, to justify the assault on people's civil liberties that's coming, to justify the domestic terror legislation, the mass surveillance legislation, the censorship, the flight restrictions, all the things that are coming down the pipeline. This is meant to be the narrative to justify that, to rationalize that, to excuse that. This isn't really about Trump. This is about Trump supporters. And the
that's right. It's about indicting us and saying we're terrorists, which they're openly announcing. And there's even the New York Times admitting never in U.S. history is the judge a juror and a witness. I mean, this is so it's about setting that precedent, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's a precedent they want to set that they could apply to any American, anywhere, any place, anytime. Because, look, they did it to President Trump. That's what they want to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting calls from Associated Press. They're talking about impeaching citizens now, I don't know, and members of Congress. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is crazy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes joins us, really smart guy, and I'm jumping in a lot because I've studied history. I've never seen anything like this, and now they're saying they want to censure him if this doesn't work. It's a distraction from their power grab. Now they're announcing permanent lockdowns. Now they're saying the vaccine doesn't work. Now they're admitting the vaccine's killing a bunch of people. I've studied a lot of history and talked to a lot of folks who were in World War II, and they said, listen, Hitler could have won if he wasn't so obsessed with killing certain groups of people in Russia and in Poland, not just Jews, but other groups as well. He would spend all his energy doing that because for him, killing a bunch of people was the mission, not winning and building his you know, Third Reich, 1,000 years and all this. And that's what I see with these globalists is they go out of their way to destroy themselves. They just do horrible things. They start fights. They lie. They sabotage. Like, Biden runs America. Why would he want to get rid of the borders and shut the pipelines down and triple drug prices? Because he didn't win the election. He stole it. And he is an operative under war to shut us down. So I don't see how the system gets away with this, Robert Barnes. But we'll talk about that next segment. In this one, I'm going to try to just sit back and relax and listen to you about this trial and where you see this going and what it says. Because when I watch Democrats that are prosecuting the president that called for harassing and attacking people, and Rand Paul deserved to have his ribs broken, and Scalise deserved to be shot, and let's, you know, when you burn down neighborhoods, well, people are people. And then Trump did none of this, and they know that, and they're saying he's guilty, and it's not even a real trial. I'm like, what the hell's coming next from these people?
No doubt. I mean, what you see is if they can try the president of the United States without evidence, what can they do to you, ordinary people? If they can try the president with a conflicted judge, what can they do to you? If they can try the president with conflicted jurors, what can they do to you? If they can try the president based on a clear violation of the First Amendment and ignore his free speech rights, what does that mean for your free speech rights? If they can try the president without any due process at all in either the investigatory stage, the indictment stage, or the trial stage, what can they do to you as a private citizen? If they can do bills of attainder against the president of the United States, what can the legislative branches do to you directly in the future? If they can misuse and abuse 14th Amendment power to claim they can bar their political adversaries from office on whatever bogus grounds they trump up, what can they do to you as an individual? If they can have such a disparate double set of standards, such a two-tiered system of justice, so public that the president of the United States can be a victim to it, then what can they do to you? That's the problem.
So this is a tyrannical revolution of precedent. I mean, what would you categorize? Because clearly this is coordinated. It's a global takeover. Now big tech follows orders from China, from India. There's like a total collapse of all Western values.
In the same way, Alex Jones and InfoWars was supposed to be the precedent for what they could do to people in terms of blacklisting them and ghosting them in the world of social media. Stefan Molyneux calls it a prelude to genocide because it's the kind of thing that can happen when we justify ghosting people entirely.
By the way, he said that 6 months ago. I have a 7.5-minute compilation of world leaders and Democrats saying, kill Trump supporters, just kill us. I mean, these people are crazy.
Well, I mean, the first step to any dangerous path, any perilous path of taking that kind of severe or seeing that kind of severe thing happen is the dehumanization of a group of people. And that's what we're witnessing. We're witnessing the complete demonization and dehumanization of an entire group of people. In this case, 75 million Americans who they're trying to take what happened at the Capitol and amongst the very few small minority of people at the Capitol who did something wrong and say that represents 75 million Americans. and that that and that Trump is a stand-in.
That's
for
like
his
saying because Bernie Madoff was Jewish and ripped off a bunch of other Jews. All Jews go to prison. That's literally a Hitlerian precept.
It is very much a Hitlerian precept because the way and how do you get people accustomed and okay with seeing their neighbors dragged away and their kids dragged away to some camp and their property seized and stolen. That's over many years of dehumanizing people based on their
status. Why do you think Democrats, the talking point is arrest conservatives, take their property, put them in camps. Don't they get this isn't Germany or Tsarist Russia that it'll trigger a giant violent war of hell?
They should recognize that, but I think their view is this is their opportunity to seize power. I mean, that's why we have a militarized capital right now. That's why we have purges, political purges going on in the military and the National Guard right now. We see what big tech censorship stepping up with. In just the last 24 hours, big tech has removed Project Veritas, Robert Kennedy Jr., and LifeSite News from having access to key platforms online. So that gives, I mean, they see this as an opportunity for a complete counter-revolution, a complete institutionalization.
And by the way, you supported me when I was being banned. Very few others did. Now I think people get how dangerous this is.
Exactly. You were always the template. You were always the tip of the spear. What they could try to get away with you, they were going to use as the precedent for others. And if they can do it to the president of the United States, then the point is they can do it to anybody. That's the precedent they want to set. You don't have a First Amendment rights. You don't have Fourth Amendment rights. You don't have Second Amendment rights.
Over spilt milk, but that is Trump's big failure. That doesn't matter now. We know Kushner and others held him up, didn't get him to. We now know he was pitched a third party. He said no. He was figured that out. It was Democrats. But, man, you know, now we know Trump was not playing 3D chess. He was really just trying to be a good president, but he was surrounded by garbage.
His biggest fundamental mistake, he knows the business world, he knows the marketing world, he didn't know the political world, he didn't know the legal world, and they used that against him.
Because in business, you get advanced for doing good. He wasn't used to a spy world of traitors lying to his face.
Exactly. And what the natural instinct for someone in his position is to defer to the establishment insiders because that's who seems to have the power. And so it's unfortunate. People like us have been trying to convince him for the last 4 years. That's a mistake. That's the wrong place to go. Those are the people that betray you. But unfortunately, he has to keep re-experiencing the betrayal to fully recognize it. I mean, hopefully he does. I mean, at least partially, he complained to plenty of people that this was a complete debacle, and he regretted going with the people that Lindsey Graham recommended. But, you know, that ship has sailed at this point. I think what it reinforces is we, the people, have to continue to seize power, just as they try to use the attack on Alex Jones and InfoWars as a template for what they wanted to do to everyone else. The counter has to be how you and InfoWars and the audience was able to successfully fight back is how the people have to successfully fight back. Not only the Redditor GameStop type revolutions, but also all the other means by which people can seize power back in their ordinary everyday lives. Here how it happens is they independently supported, no corporate requirements, just the audience going to InfoWarsStore.com, buying products that they like that support their everyday health and well-being, also keeping the InfoWars online and available using independent technology of people who are willing to resist the oppressive state. You're seeing new political allies come on in a wide range of spaces, in the lockdown space, in the vaccine space, in the mask space, like Robert Kennedy Jr. He was getting so popular and successful at challenging it. That's why Instagram, which was one of the first people to come after you, for exposing that Joe Biden had clear mental issues, is now the first one to go after Robert Kennedy Jr.
And let's expand on that. I read what they banned of Jr. It was all off the inserts, all confirmed, India banning the vaccine, deaths happening, and that Bill Gates was coordinating it. And they see him getting millions of people in Germany, and they're crapping their britches. Folks, we're going to win this fight. Let's come back with Robert Barnes and ask, what's coming next, what he sees with this trial with the president, and how we fight back so much more. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer. Find him for now on Twitter and some other places. We'll tell you about those URLs when we come back. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Unless you want to die or have your baby die or get a disease. Big article up on InfoWars.com. Report, UK government could grant vaccine exemptions to ethnic minorities. And I saw that about a month ago in the U.S. Oh, major universities are going to make white students take the vaccines, but minorities don't because there's a history of secret testing. I mean, this is such a fever dream a bizarreness in his sanity. So let's tackle COVID-19 right now, Barnes, because you're one of the smartest guys I know on that topic as well, and where this is going and what we knew, permanent lockdowns, permanent, you know, domestic checkpoints that Biden did float but now walk back. Now, not a 100-day mask. Now he says a couple more years of mask. I mean, this is really their rubric for total takeover. Give us your take on the latest on that and how you think it's going for the globalists.
I mean, there's no question that it succeeded to a degree they never imagined. I don't think they even imagined possible or conceivable. I mean, Bill Gates has aggregated more power in a shorter period of time than maybe any single individual in world history. And while he's doing so, not only has his wealth dramatically expanded, of course, but he was able to dictate the public health agenda in almost the entire world, where people were willing to agree with sort of North Korean-style policies and willing to voluntarily assent to these and consent to them.
You're right. It is the greatest single propaganda, cultural, authoritarian coup in history. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, no one could, the British Empire, no one has had a fabulous victory against humanity like this.
No doubt. And so there's no question they're going to continue it unabated. Now, the resistance is growing. It's not only growing, but it's growing ideologically. It's growing in partisan diversity. It's growing in ideological.
Exactly. As soon as Trump was out, all the liberals are like, whoa, I'm not essential. This mask. Yeah, exactly. So they got a problem, don't they?
No doubt. I mean, it's very interesting to me. I mean, I see the Robert Kennedy case as a classic example of this, and that here you have the scion of the most prominent liberal democratic family in American history, arguably, being targeted for complete censorship and suppression just by sharing government-sourced information about issues related to vaccines. Well, he's also raised questions about the lockdowns and the attack on free speech. Just several days ago, wrote an article for the Defender of the Children's Health Defense Fund, where he details all of the Bill Gates' role in this and how he's aggregating control over the food supply, while he's aggregating control over public health, while he has other influence in other economic spheres and spaces. And that this is the great challenge. Are we going to have a Gates-driven, Chinese social credit-driven society for the rest of the world and the globe, or are we going to have the American 1776-style democratic experiment be the future of the world?
And we know that, for those that don't know, look it up, it's not even hidden. Gates and his protege, Mark Zuckerberg, are literally in lockstep with Xi Jinping. They worship him.
Oh, I mean, Gates, I mean, think about it. How many times Gates has come to China's defense during all of this? And Gates' wife repeatedly come to China's defense. The Chinese model is the model he wanted. And given the Time article, you have to you look at the context of what the Time article detailed about the secret cabal to influence in, the election and shape the outcome of the election. You have to wonder at some level whether some part or piece of that was what happened in terms of the entire pandemic being released in the first place. And the latest effort of China with the World Health Organization to cover up whether or not that was a lab-based leak. As more and more scientists start to document in detail, including people like Brett Weinstein and others, that the lab leak hypothesis has a lot more legitimacy than the institutional press or the World Health
Organization. Let me ask you this psychologically. When Gates and Fauci get on TV and talk about permanent lockdowns, they suddenly start acting like they're in euphoria. Just as a lawyer, how would that look to a jury? Everybody sees that. I mean, Gates is a spokesperson. He's our doctor. He tells us we're never opening again. Who died and made him God?
Well, I mean, what's extraordinary is I don't think any of these cases would meet the test of a jury, because if you had real evidence being applied, I mean, that's what's extraordinary. That's what Judge Hickman's decision in the Western District of Pennsylvania last year made clear. When you look at the actual evidence, it doesn't support or substantiate any of this. Even if you think the government legally could have the power to do some of these lockdowns, to do the mask mandates, to do the forced vaccines, even if you conceded that under the terms and conditions that our Constitution compels, even according to those individuals, the evidence does not stack up in support of it. You dig into it, that's why they've never gone through the legislative procedures. That's why they didn't go through the notice and comment procedures.
It's all color of law, hysteria, peer pressure, will of the people, but they're manipulating that. So when you look at that, you've had federal and state courts, you've had Swedish courts, German courts, Dutch courts say the lockdowns are illegal, but they just continue. How is that happening?
It's because not enough courts are stepping up to the plate. And so you have the sporadic court taking action, and then you have some other court ameliorating its effect or mitigating its impact. And that's been the course of the problem. And it goes back to what you were talking about all the way back involving Trump's impeachment, which is the legal class as a class, as part of the professional class, is overwhelmingly biased towards statism and towards the sort of when you combine black robes and white lab coats running the world, it's one of the worst and ugliest.
It's white coats and black coats literally working together. And you were the one that warned about Amy Comey Barrett. You said, watch, folks, you know, she believes in forced inoculation. And people said, how dare you, Barnes? You know, Trump's 5D chess. She's got, and then she voted against him.
Exactly. And just recently, it didn't even support. She said maybe the governor of California, without even legislative approval and process, can ban people from singing in church. That's the part she remanded. She was the key vote that didn't allow, that didn't say.
Imagine
right out of
Jim Jones didn't tell his followers they couldn't sing in church. So they billed it as a pro-First Amendment ruling, but it wasn't. They said California has the right to say, can't sing, can't touch, 6 feet apart, 25%. But the First Amendment, Bob, tells me Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, permitting free exercise thereof. Doesn't that mean no jurisdiction?
Exactly. Not only that, in this context here, the burden should be on the state. She shifted the burden to the people, that they had to prove that they could sing safely, quote unquote. Not that it was the state's duty and goal to show by clear and convincing evidence.
So that's a chilling effect literally on speech. That's Xi Jinping.
Exactly. That's the mindset. That's the mentality. And she comes from that. She's fundamentally a statist. And she's one of the people the system snuck through that Trump made a mistake by trusting the establishment. That was his great mistake.
Did he get any good judges put in?
There's some. I mean, Judge Stickman is fantastic. There's some lower court judges that are great. And I think Gorsuch will be fantastic. But Kavanaugh is unreliable. That's not really on Trump. Kennedy said Kavanaugh was the only way he would retire. But Barrett was his big mistake in terms of judicial appointments. And we both told people that. And
so she's an authoritarian pea brain.
Exactly. And she was sold to him that she would stand up for him in the election contest especially. And she completely hid when it came to election time. So and we were trying to warn him, and it's his fundamental limitation was that. And that's why we, the people, have to seize power ourselves democratically and constitutionally by recognizing how much power and control we really have.
Well, Robert, I always love having you on. You're on fire even more than usual. When we come back in a 10.5 minute segment, I'm going to try to give you the floor to shut up. And I'm going to give you 4 minutes during the break to think about this. What would you have done if you were Trump's lawyers? Because obviously that wasn't a bad performance. That was stabbing in the back, lawyers scared, took the job, told just, you know, admit that Trump lost the election. He said that repeatedly. What would you have done if you were speaking to the U.S. Senate, if you were there during the sham trial, what you would have said? We're going to come back from break with Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, and get his take on that. And we have a major mathematician that's confirmed a lot of other mathematicians about the impossibility in these states of the exact same ratios at key times coming in to manipulate the election and more. Because we're not going to let loose of this election fraud, even though we're told not to. Separately, sold out for months, our great sleep aid knockout is 40% off back in stock. It has 8 different ingredients for your sleep aid. It's all there. It's got so many different items. I don't have time to list them all to you. It's got L-tryptophan, melatonin, valerian root, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter, it's not for the free newsletter, we'll send you a promo code to get 60% off 8 natural ingredients that aid in restful.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On Twitter, but you can find him at vivabarneslaw.locals.com as well. Okay, let me give you my best thinking on this. I'm going to turn the baton over to him to give his defense of Trump and what he thinks of the trial, what he would have said. Because, again, he's not an establishment hack. There's been a lot of corrupt technologies that PR firms and intelligence agencies have that they beta tested, but governments weren't really ready to use them. Trump getting in, Bolsonaro getting in, other things getting in, made him accelerate all that. And so now there's a cascade or a domino effect of governments and corporations just committing crime, going wild. It's like a crime spree. And it's going to burn through things. It's going to cause a lot of ripples and waves back the other way. But we're in a very explosive moment in history. And the last thing we want is a bunch of mob psychology to trigger a civil war. That's what communist China wants. The idea that Trump wanted a civil war, he wanted a big crowds to show that he was popular and show that he really won and that Biden couldn't have a crowd. That's what he wanted. But people say, well, screw Trump. He's not in there anymore. He didn't do a good job. Let's just not care about him. No, his indictment is our indictment. And it's this war on terror on us now. So we need to defend President Trump. Trump wasn't a failure. He did an overall great job. He was the man in the arena. But he's gone now, so we don't have Trump to kick around anymore. So, Barnes, we got 9 minutes. How would you address the Senate in 9 minutes?
This case is not a case of the former president really being on trial, nor is it a case of what happened or didn't happen on January 6th. This is a case in which the country, which the Constitution is on trial, in which Congress is on trial, in which America is on trial. And the question is whether we're going to adhere to our constitutional precepts and principles, protect those constitutional rights and remedies, and recognize the legitimate concerns of ordinary Americans and address them in the manner that the Constitution requires, or whether we're going to go down a path in which we decide to use and weaponize every political tool that we have, and contaminate and corrupt every principle that we have in order to use these political tools and to weaponize those political tools against our political and ideological adversaries. And that's the real core question of the case. That's what the legacy of the case is going to be. Does the First Amendment matter, or does the President of the United States no longer have it? Does the Fifth Amendment due process rights matter, or does even the former President of the United States not have it? Does the Bill of Attainder limitations on congressional action matter, or can they even apply it to the former President of the United States? Does the impeachment clause have the limitations our founders put on it, or does it no longer mean anything and Congress can do whatever they want to whomever they want, including even the President of the United States? The entire proceeding is a joke. They have relied entirely not upon admissible evidence. If this was a real trial, we would have a real judge. If it was a real trial, we wouldn't have conflicted jurors. If this was a real trial, we wouldn't have fraudulent evidence. If this was a real trial, we would have a real criminal complaint. If this was a real trial, it would comport with the Constitution, not make a joke of the Constitution. And that is, in fact, what this case is. It's not a real trial. It's a mockery of the Senate. It makes a sham of the Senate. It makes an embarrassment of Congress itself. This impeachment impeaches the Senate.
And by the way, to interrupt, I don't think in the whole history of this country we've ever seen anything like this, right?
Nothing, nothing. There's never been any proceeding like this. No former president has ever been tried. The only person they ever even thought about trying was a former defense secretary who resigned rather than lose office position, and the Senate ultimately confirmed in their acquittal, which is the constitutionally precedential vote, that they did not have even jurisdiction or authority to have the trial in the first place. So there's been nothing like this in our history. Not only that, there's never been a time where we've used someone's speech as the sole basis to call it an impeachable offense. This is also the only time in which we have said that, other than the Ukrainian nonsense, also against Trump, that we've said that you can impeach someone for something that doesn't fit a statutory crime. They don't even allege a crime here. At least in the Ukraine case, they kind of tried to allege a crime. They don't even allege a crime here. They want to say that we, the Congress, can punish and disbar anyone we want, anytime we want, anywhere we want.
That's the key, is it's totally arbitrary.
Completely. It is without constitutional constraint. It is without any degree of customary traditional respect. And it is a direct threat to all Americans.
And they do it while every major Democrat has been like 50 times worse than Trump, frothing at the bit saying, kill Trump, kill his supporters. Hell, they've got Brennan, all the Democrats on TV saying, drone strike us, kill us, arrest us. I mean, those are words of war.
Completely. Not only is there incredible duplicity, an incredible hypocrisy in the two-tiered system that they're trying to promote and the standards that everybody can witness for everybody to watch. But the other component of all of this is that they're also falsifying what the president did. I mean, they took the president's speech out of context, which you can't do under the rules of evidence if the rules of evidence would apply. They falsified tweets that didn't even exist. They lied about what Senator Lee even said. They're willing to lie about what people that are in the jury pool said. That is the degree to which they're willing to go.
And they said that Trump supporters at his direction burned down the church that the Democrats publicly burned down and made a huge deal on June 1st that Trump went to the church with a damn Bible. I mean, it's like literally saying that Jesus crucified Satan 2,000 years ago, or that Lex Luthor's the good guy and Superman's the bad guy. They are just telling whopper lies on purpose. What is the tactic of that, Barnes?
It's just to see how much gaslighting they can get away with. Increasingly, it's a statist mindset. It's a Stasi mindset. It's a Soviet mindset that whatever it's like what they have in North Korea, where, you know, most North Koreans still to this day believe that certain prior leaders are actually came, you know, were born.
Oh, they said that sun shines and birds sing because the leader's there. Exactly. Remember they said Biden's arm stretched out and healed the city and light came forth?
Or today they have him and his wife, right, you know, with these nice little monuments and sculptures to recognize Valentine's Day. I mean, complete disconnect. It's mass gaslighting on a mass scale, hoping that people don't remember what they witnessed over the past several years. We're seeing an example of it in some of what the prosecutors are doing in the Rittenhouse case. You see, it's similar to what's happening in the impeachment trial.
You need 5 more minutes, listen, I know you got to go, but talk about Rittenhouse for 5 more minutes, and I've got another guest coming up. But Barnes, I don't want to project too much power on these people. They stole it via fraud. I think a lot of this is their projection of their own insanity and how clownish they look. I don't think they get what clowns they are.
Yeah, I like to call it confession through projection. If you think about it, for the last 4 years,
it says healing. They're doing everything but heal, but oh, look, we're healing.
Exactly. If we put it in a nice fancy heart on the White House lawn, magically that makes it the case, which is insane. And look at these crazy masks they're wearing outside. I mean, where there's nobody around. I mean, this is just complete social virtue signaling of an insane kind and variety.
You know, dogs can spread it. Why aren't they wearing it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just the level of nuts with this is just off the charts. But it reflects sort of a broader mindset and a broader mentality. And the impeachment is about how much can they get away with? Can they violate the Constitution and every concept we have of a fair trial, every concept we have of free speech, every concept we have of constitutional constraint? Can they violate?
It's like when a fish bites on a line and is running away with it. They're just running away with it.
Completely. They want to see how much they can get away with because they want to set a precedent that they want to continue to do this on a much broader scale moving forward and see how much gaslighting they can get away with. I mean, just blatantly falsifying evidence that's provably false within minutes to the whole world.
And by the way, I can't even keep track of all the false edited tweets and edited videos and lies. And it's like, I can't even keep track of it. And the Trump supporters stabbed with spears, cops, and killed five. I mean, it's all lies.
No doubt. I mean, when you confuse basic things like cavalry and calvary, right? Someone talking about, you know, praying in recognition of Jesus versus praying for some sort of cavalry to raid something. They're doing basic confusions like that, deliberately lying and gaslighting about that. But it's what the media has been doing for the last 4 years. And you think about it, they have been warning us for the last 4 years that someone would seek the presidency to enrich his family on behalf of being bribed by a foreign government and going to be in collusion with foreign government. Well, does that describe Biden or not?
So, I mean, well, that's the thing, is it's classical psychology. It's total inversion.
Yes, it's confession through accusation, confession through projection. And that's what they're doing. Like, if you listen to their speech, there's a good video up today about the showing that if you take the words that the Democrats are using, they apply particularly to other Democrats, including the Democrats using those exact words, like Congressman Raskin. You know, saying that if you contest an election, that's illicit incitement. It's Raskin himself who contested the 2016 election in the House in 2017. So
it's insane. Do 5 more minutes with us. We'll come right back. Listeners, I want to thank you for your support. We have So Great for Your Immune System, vitamin D3, Winter Sun, back in stock, discounted, limited supply. Thank you for your support. You need it for you and your family. And the Great Sleep Aid, 8 different ingredients together for deep, restful sleep. It is 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, Knockout. Go sign up for our free newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter. Get 60% off or send you a promo code. You're going to love Knockout, folks. Good, restful, deep sleep. And it supports the InfoWar. All right, hour number 3. Straight ahead, back in T-minus 2 minutes.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.